This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us
rejoice and be glad. I'd like to welcome you all here at the celebration of Pentecost. We're using Divine Service 1 out of the Lutheran Service Book, hymn numbers 503, 500, 643, and 941. The Father, our service received on the beginning on page 3 with the confession and absolution. Father, share in peace and the processional hymn. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and be seated for confession. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, whose mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake, forgives you all your sins. As a call and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us rise and face the center aisle and share your peace. The lectern sign, the peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit sign, the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Grant us that already by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore rejoice in his holy consolation, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading of our lessons from God's holy word.
The Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel, chapter 37, beginning with the first verse. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and you will cause flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone, and I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them. Flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are of all house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my Spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it. Is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
intends and radiance. We hear them telling in their own tongues the mighty works of God. And they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall see dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my Holy Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood. Before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We rise to the singing of the Alleluia verse.
Banners start to blow, and it just shows up.
awful thing that I checked. I went back to it. The wind wasn't enough. Tongues of fire come down and hover over the apostles. It's not miraculous enough. I mean, that's pretty miraculous. I mean, they didn't like it. They didn't put it there. He showed up. And then they start speaking.
Sermon in Creator Spirit by whose aid? It's on page 10 in the bulletin.
Thank you.
name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's a windy day at the park. Lots of kids are flying kites, which soar high up into the sky. But there's one boy who doesn't have a kite. Instead, he has a 5-gallon bucket in one hand and the lid in the other. And he's running around with the bucket held high up by the handle, and he swoops the bucket through the air and slams the lid down on it. And you ask him, "What are you doing?" And he says, "I've caught the wind. Do you want to see it?" And he lifts up the lid. And you know that he sort of has caught the wind in the bucket, but it's hard to tell. It looks like an empty bucket. I think sometimes when we talk about the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, it can be frustrating. Comprehending the Holy Spirit is a lot like trying to catch a bucket of wind. Today, this is the festival of Pentecost. Let's take some time to ponder the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is an Old Testament festival, 50 days after Passover. It's also called the Feast of Weeks. It's a harvest festival offering the first fruits of the wheat crop to the Lord. And on that Pentecost, after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, the disciples are all together in Jerusalem, waiting to be clothed with the power from on high, as Jesus promised at his ascension. The Holy Spirit shows up that Pentecost in a big way. The Spirit arrives with a sound like a mighty rushing wind that fills the house where the disciples are. Like herald trumpets, the wind announces the arrival of the Holy Spirit, who comes like divided tongues of flame which rest on each of the disciples. And in that moment, the confusion of languages that God caused at the Tower of Babel is undone in Jerusalem. The disciples are enabled to tell the good news of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension so all can understand. They're not just speaking Hebrew, but languages that all can recognize, even the Gentiles. This is a monumental moment in the history of salvation. The whole world is united as those for whom Jesus died. And the gift of salvation is now offered to all, Jews and Gentiles. Peter then preaches to the people gathered there from all over the Mediterranean, bringing them the law of God and the gospel of God. Now, when they heard this, from Acts 2, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. 3,000 people received the gift of the Holy Spirit that day in baptism. These 3,000 who received the Holy Spirit are the first fruits of an ongoing harvest of those devoted to the way, devoted to Jesus. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit at your baptism. You are part of the ongoing harvest of those with the Holy Spirit. You are one in the Spirit with Peter, James, and John, with the other 8 disciples. You are one in the Spirit with those 3,000 on that Pentecost long ago. You're one in the Spirit with Christians throughout the world and throughout the ages. Your body is perishable. Death is ever lurking. But God has given you the Holy Spirit as an earnest deposit on you, guaranteeing that he will return and raise your body from the grave and bring you to live with him forever in heaven. We read in 2 Corinthians 1, And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and who has also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. The Holy Spirit is and does so many things. He is God's guarantee to you that he's coming back for you. The Holy Spirit is the breath of God that breathes in you and gives you faith to believe that Jesus died for you and rose from the dead for you. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit makes you holy and helps you in the struggle to live out that holiness in this crooked generation. The Holy Spirit is your helper, your counselor, your comforter. The Holy Spirit enables you to believe. As Martin Luther writes in the explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the Holy Spirit. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. Enlighten me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. So why are some saved and others not? Among churches, there are different answers to this question. Why are some saved and others not? In the Roman Catholic Church, they would say that some people are members of the Roman Catholic Church and others are not. Baptist and evangelical churches would say that some people have decided to follow Jesus and ask Jesus into their hearts, and others have not. Lutherans answer this question with an unsatisfying, we don't know. We don't know how the Holy Spirit works. Jesus is talking to Nicodemus at night in John 3. He says, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound. But you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Now the word here for wind is also the same word for spirit. The word here for blows is also the same word for breathes. It could be the Spirit breathes where he wishes. Why do some receive the Holy Spirit and believe and others not? We don't know. Spirit breathes where it wishes. Getting a handle on the Holy Spirit is like trying to catch a bucket of wind. Martin Luther comments on this passage, the Lord wishes to say, nor can you tell me how far the wind blows or where it stops, even though it blows right in front of your nose. How does the Spirit work? We don't know. We do know that the Spirit gives faith to confess Jesus as Lord. In 1 Corinthians 12, therefore I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit works through hearing and reading the Word of God and through the water and word of holy baptism. In John 3 again, Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And in John 6, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. The Holy Spirit is mysterious. The Spirit does not promote himself. Rather, he directs you to the object of your faith, Jesus on the cross for your sins and Jesus rising from the dead to conquer death for you. There is only one Holy Spirit, and that same Spirit dwells in each of you and all believers throughout the world. The Spirit unifies the church on earth. 1 Corinthians 12 again. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. You have the Spirit dwelling in you, so you can confess Jesus is Lord. Next week on Trinity Sunday, we'll explore how the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is incomprehensible. Today we're getting a preview about the incomprehensibility of the Holy Spirit. Trying to understand the Holy Spirit is like trying to catch a bucket of wind. You know the Spirit is there, but you cannot see Him. And that's okay. God is not here for you to comprehend. He's here to save you. And on the last day, the saving breath of God will breathe on your dry bones and fill you with life eternal. Rejoice in the Spirit of God who dwells in you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord returns in glory. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
Prayers today were for Carol Knott, who has completed her treatments, Rebecca Prosper, who has cancer, for Jeff Snell, now the Leva Snell's son, receiving treatments, for Tracy Kleeman, Pauline Chotalski's daughter, recovering from surgery, for Sean Miller, Dolores Bowman's daughter, recovering from back surgery, for Kathy Barak, who is in home hospice care at home in Florida, and she has stopped eating and drinking. For David Leakey, Tom Martin's uncle, is going to begin treatment for pancreatic cancer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For gladness, the Holy Spirit fills the world with the remembrance of everything Christ Jesus has spoken. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the name of Jesus would be glorified among us in word and deed. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. The Holy Church established on the proclamation of Christ that His Spirit would sustain the apostolic preaching to the ends of the earth, and that in every tongue the mighty works of God would be heard. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For hope in the midst of this world of death and despair, that God would put His Spirit within us to believe, to live and serve according to His promises and commands, and that He would lead our homes to confess confidence in His power to raise the dead, now and at the last day. Let us pray to the Lord. To beat back Satan's lies and deadly work, that we would know and believe that this world's ruler is judge. For good government and leaders who are both honest and faithful, and for faith that looks eagerly for Christ's quick return, let us pray to the Lord. For the health and salvation of all, especially Carol, Becky, Jeff, Tracy, Shauna, Kathy. Kathy, and David. That the Spirit renew the face of the earth, look with favor on its creatures, and fill the hearts of the faithful, kindling them and giving them the fire of his love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the communion that God would send his Holy Spirit upon his faithful people to convict us of our sins and convince us that Christ's righteousness is ours, that in such repentance and faith we would receive the things of Christ that Christ declared to us in his Supper, the holy body and the precious blood for the forgiveness of our sins, and that he would unite us by the Spirit of truth in faith and confession, comforting us with the knowledge that this world's prince is judged. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son, you promised your Holy Spirit, who would convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Enlighten our hearts that we would confess our sins, obtain everlasting righteousness through faith in Christ, and through every trial and temptation abide in the consolation that Christ is Lord over the devil, death, and all things. And that he will graciously deliver us from all afflictions and make us partakers of eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, for the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Welcome to the Lord's table. Lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.